This is a segment from The Annex, an academic sociology-themed podcast. For more, visit us on the web at theannexpodcast.com. So there's a recent NPR PBS Marist poll that finds that most Americans are largely against the country becoming more politically correct. 52% of Americans, including a majority of independents, say they are bothered by too much political correctness, and only about a third of Americans favor political correctness. So on NPR, Domenico Montanaro frames this as a warning for Democrats. So does this mean that Democrats should cut it out with the political correctness stuff? Has it gone too far? Where's the line? What's your take on this one, Clayton?
My take is that everybody teaching a survey methods course should take this question and use it as a good example of how the wording of survey questions can change the responses you get.
Totally.
Yeah, so if you look, I think it's just one of those things where political correctness is an incredibly loaded but very squishy term. Use the term political correctness, people will say they don't like it. If you ask people about the composite things that are probably generally considered as political correctness, for the most part, people aren't going to object to them. I looked up the actual. So the question is, in general, are you in favor of the United States becoming more politically correct and like when people are being more sensitive in their comments about others? Or are you against the country becoming more political correct and upset that there are too many things people can't say anymore? It's not very specific as to what they're talking about.
Yeah. You know, my take on political correctness is that it's a talking point that frames the issue, yeah. Right? Like when you say political correctness, what you're talking about, you're envisioning someone else's anger. Yeah. About something said, whereas when you think of your own outrage, it's like righteous indignation, yeah. Right? It's like, do you remember that we were talking about this on the other episode? We talked about it last season. George Sicariello Meyer from Drexel University. Do you remember him?
Vaguely.
It was basically he was on Twitter tweeting about how he almost threw up when somebody gave a vet a seat on an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him? Yeah. And he joked that all he wanted for Christmas was, quote, white genocide. And joke is also in quotation marks. Right? He said that. Whatever it was, I was very offended by it. Yeah. I think it's offensive speech and has no place in like decent society.
Yeah.
But he was right out of his job at Drexel. And in that case, the people who he was impugning or offending were white people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what I find interesting about it is, you know, that's a great example of white people political correctness. It's just it's not really construed as that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think for the most part, when we're talking about political correctness, we're not talking about people being fired. We're talking about social disapproval.
Right.
Where it's like people are not allowed to socially disapprove if I say obnoxious things basically what it amounts to. And for the most part, you know, in day-to-day life on Twitter, you can say whatever you want and people are free to disagree with you. And I don't have much problem with that.
So what's going on with this? Why is everybody so where's the obsession coming from with this political correctness stuff, you think?
I do think if I'm being incredibly generous, so let's do both sides of it here. So I think part of it is, the ungenerous read would be people are quite simply resentful that segments of the population, which have historically not been allowed to correct them or have preferences in how they were referred to, are expressing preferences.
That's interesting, yeah.
Right? I think that's one side of it. And then being absolutely as generous as I can on the other side of that equation, I think there are generally well-intentioned people who have anxiety about, using the wrong term and shifting terminology.
Right.
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 And they don't like that. I think there is, it's like kind of that old rub about how white people think being called a racist is the worst thing in the world, right? Rather than experiencing racism. So I do think there are, people who like just have a general level of anxiety of like, they're afraid they're going to get dragged on Twitter if they use the wrong term. Now, is that like actual true in reality? I don't know, but like right. I think that can lead to a dislike of political correctness also. Just a totally legitimate like desire to be socially appropriate but feeling out of touch.
Right, right. I also, I wonder, like, so for example, if there's been like a method of argumentation that's being popularized, which is sort of like, you know, it's the logical fallacy of pointing towards people's own identity to draw limits on what they can and cannot say.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, you shouldn't be able to argue this. You should be, you shouldn't be able to argue this. And I think that rubs people the wrong way too. That's like, a feeling like they can be disproved by their identity or that their speech is limited. I think there's a perception of that happening, yeah. But I think the perception of that is very much what you said. It's basically people are very mad that they're being.
Yeah. You know, and that, you know, like just canceling people based on that or discounting people's backgrounds. I think this is one of those disconnects, between Twitter and day-to-day life.
like,
you know, I am not one of those media scholars, but like Twitter is the first time where I truly believe the medium is the message. And that like character limits have just like fundamentally changed a lot of things.
Oh, well, like, what do you mean? Like,
I just don't think Twitter is a good medium for serious, and apologies to Kieran here, nuanced conversation. And it leads to, people taking strong opinions. Part of this is just, you know, it's like we work with students all the time. We talk about really important and really sensitive issues in our class all the time.
Right.
And I don't see that stuff ever.
Right.
Right. Never, you know, in a class have I heard somebody verbalize to another student, you know, like, well, you're a woman, so you're not allowed to talk about masculinity.
Right.
You know, or like you are this, so therefore right. your opinion on its face is invalid.
Right.
Right. Like that's something I in my life only ever come across on Twitter, and I come across it on Twitter 15 times a morning.
You know what's interesting about that though? Yes, I also see that 10 times a week, but I see it 10 times out of like thousands of tweets that pass my eyeballs. And I think that we have a proclivity to really focus on the very few sort of negative interactions that we have and not see the overall, you know, general positivity and productive engagement that takes place.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing that just happens. You know, I think, you know, like negative evaluations and negatives, this is not me speaking as a sociologist. This is me speaking impressionistically,
right?
But also based on my sociological work, like negative evaluations and negative opinions just tend to anchor in a way in people's minds. You know, so when I was studying book groups you know, people are going around the room talking what they feel about a book. The first person to say, I really hated this, like that just anchors the conversation. And everything from that point forward is like maneuvering around that expressed opinion. Right.
Interesting.
Or it's the same way when we get our student evals and
right.
you know, 50 students say, you're the best professor I've ever had. And one student says, you smell bad. And that's all you can think about for the next month. Right?
Totally. But that also contributes, you know, like when people say social Twitter is a cesspool, like my opinion has been completely the opposite. I've actually found social Twitter to be a really cool place, like, and found people to be very nice. If you don't let the, you know, the trolls take it over for you. So.
For more, visit us on the web, theannexpodcast.com.